Razorback 3 over through 13 at the always challenging St. Jude at TPC Southwind. John Daly tees off at 12:20 along with Tad Ridings. They're in the same group together. First time as professionals, I believe I read, that they have played together in the same group. Scott Gardner is also playing. He lives in Farmington. And
maybe we can get him on because Tag won't.
He's from.
Get back to
he's
me.
He's from Australia, I believe. And then Austin Cook, former Razorback, is also playing in the tournament. He tees off at 1:50 today. So we will update you on David Lingmuth's progress, but he is struggling all Joe Namath style right now. Let's go to the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline. Dan Zucker, predictaform.com, joining us once again for the third leg of the Triple Crown. And the great news is, for those of us who like to pay attention to horse racing, we have a potential Triple Crown champion in California Chrome. Welcome back, Dan. How are you?
Very good. Yeah, thanks for having me on. We indeed do have an opportunity for a Triple Crown winner, and NBC is doing a heck of a job promoting it.
Well, let's start with the part where you say, I told you so. Let's go back to the Preakness. You felt pretty good about California Chrome's chances in that race, if I remember correctly, yes?
Sure. It wasn't too hard to do with 3-5. I think that was pretty easy, yes.
3-5 again in the Belmont, but a much greater challenge. You got some horses that are a little bit better rested. You've got the mile and a half distance. What's your expectation as far as how California Chrome will perform on Saturday?
Yeah, well, the first thing I would note is he was set as the 3-5 morning line by the Belmont Stakes, by the Belmont odds maker, but all indications are he's going to go off higher than that. I mean, I looked around at some of the offshore books and some of the fixed wagering numbers in Vegas, and California Chrome is as you would not expect, not being bet as heavy, so he's probably going to likely float up to higher than 3-5. But just from a quick bottom line, we peg California Chrome's chances of winning the Belmont Stakes at about 50-50.
Oh, there you go.
About 50-50.
Okay.
So, you know, if you get even money, 4-5, you'd need even money to bet this horse, in my opinion.
Yeah, that was my take. So we were talking about that earlier, and he is a prohibitive favorite as it sits now at 3-5. But other horses, you know, that are better rested, some horses that have not run for, I mean, like a month. So, I mean, there are certainly some horses that are going to have an opportunity. When you look at this group, are you taking horses that have appeared in Triple Crown races to potentially upset California Chrome, or horses that have been rested for a month or so?
You know, it's a good question. It's one of these things, and Paul Basir, who's the general manager of Prediction Machine, and I talk all about it, is like how important is history in a race like this? I mean, Paul would tell you it's not important at all, because all you're doing is looking at the current horses and looking at what their expectation is. I can tell you historically, the last three Triple Crown winners have won the Belmont Stakes on the front end, going wire to wire. And, you know, there's some sense in my mind that there's an expectation that California Chrome is that great, and there may be some weight on the shoulders of the jockey to push him. I think there are a couple horses that can run with him. You know, horses that have run in the Preakness to come back and run in the Belmont Stakes have not done all that well. So, you know, your point about running in one race, skipping and taking some time off and then coming back is obviously a positive thing. And these horses need more rest than a human would going, you know, coming back so quick.
Yeah.
So I think there are a couple horses, yeah, that have a decent shot at maybe upsetting them.
Every time I run a mile, I need at least a month off. So for sure, that's the case with me. I had an interesting stat passed along to me from somebody that's down at Oaklawn about near misses and horses that have gone on to win the Triple Crown. If the numbers I'm computing are correct, California Chrome would have beaten the most horses in the history of Triple Crown winners at 37. So, again, the challenge is it would be historic. You know, we were talking about great horse of all time. Pat found a list of the, what did you say, the top 50 of all time?
Yeah, according to Blood Horse Magazine.
How much is the current competition for California Chrome going to weigh against him in the, I guess, the pantheon of horse racing greatness? Or do you think it matters? Do you think if this horse wins the Triple Crown, he goes down as one of the greats automatically?
Yeah. Looking at the field, like taking a quick look through the field, I don't think it's a great field. I mean, it's not like there are any superstars coming back to match up with him that really pressed him hard. So it looks like the competition is not necessarily going to be the biggest issue for him. I think what you're going to see a little bit of is what we call race riding in the business. I think you're going to see a series of jockeys taking their shot at California Chrome, and they're going to be willing to gas their own horse to try to gas California Chrome. So a jockey that may not go to the lead will push his horse to go to the lead to press California Chrome. another jockey will press him again. They'll try to box him in. All of the jockeys and all of the trainers and all of the owners of the other 11 horses do not want the horse to win. And so in a way, it will be 11 against 1 in this race for Chrome. And people underestimate jockeys' ability to influence a race, especially when you have 11 jockeys against one.
Why does that happen? Because you would think that the greater good would be that there is a Triple Crown winner because of all the additional attention paid to the sport because of it.
Well, the attention is being paid. And this is the crazy thing about horse racing, right? The attention is now. So, you know, the result of whether he wins or not really is anticlimactic. The climax is now. Mm-hmm. And NYRA, New York Racing Association, there's press conferences. The hype is so big. I'm on the distribution list for press releases, and they give press releases about everything that goes on with Chrome. If he does win, you know, they bring the horse out, he does appearances, but it seems like a tall task for me, and really when I look at it, I mean a tall task based purely on the pace figures and the data that we produce at predictiveform.com. I think there are other horses that have value. So we look at what a horse's chances are and what his odds will be. So if we look at California Chrome as having a 50-50 chance to win the race and he goes up at 3-5, there's just no value there. You'd need somebody at 67 or 70%.
Dan, there was 4 Triple Crown winners in the 40s, 3 in the 70s, and now 36 years later, we have another horse who is the favorite going into winning a Triple Crown. If California Chrome does win, do you see potentially maybe more futures horses in the future being able to do this?
No, I don't. It's a good question. I'm really a skeptic about it. I really am. And your point is well taken about historically there were a lot of winners in the early years. And then, of course, in the 70s, we had 3 Triple Crown winners. Can it be that there were 3 horses in the 70s that were some of the 3 best horses of all time? Or is it really based on the foundation of these horses and how they're breeding them? If you were to look at California Chrome and just strip everything away and just look at his mother and father, you would not expect this horse to be there. I talked to the Johnny Vello who runs the Wynn Las Vegas, and he pegged the odds of California Chrome winning, of any horse winning the Triple Crown at the beginning of the year at 12-1. So when you think about 12-1, it's not that big of a long shot.
Really? That's a good point. So where do you see the value on Saturday?
I see the value in maybe 3 runners, really 2 runners. The first runner would be Ride on Curlin. Ride on Curlin ran second to California Chrome in the Preakness. I think the added distance will only benefit this horse, and I think there's going to be value in Ride on Curlin at 8-1 or so. The second horse that we like, and we actually think that Tonalist is the play here and not California Chrome, but it is Tonalist from the 11 hole. He's got 4 races lifetime. All 4 of his races have improved. You know, so he's gotten good and then better and better and better 3-4 times in a row. Now, normally you would think, from a horse perspective, you can't keep getting better, but as a 3-year-old, a lightly raced 3-year-old, he's had 4 races versus Chrome's 12 or 13, like you guys said. I think there's an opportunity for Tonalist to move forward. And his last race, he was really not pedal to the metal. The jockey spent more time looking back than he did forward, whereas Chrome was all out in the stretch of the Preakness. So we give Tonalist obviously less than even money, but the odds are going to be such that there's value there. So let's say he has a 20% chance to win, but you're going to get 8-1. We see value with Tonalist.
Okay. Very good. Predictiveform.com is the website. Dan Zucker is our guest. And if you want any additional information, they'll be breaking it down every which way you can imagine on the website. And
too bad you can't bet on Bayern again, Justin.
Yeah.
Because you rode Bayern to the death.
Yeah. To the death of my Oakland Anywhere account, unfortunately.
Dan, this guy loves him some Bayern.
My kids will be going to community college, and that'll be fine, but that's the way it goes sometimes, I guess. What do you think?
It's very difficult to try to figure out, and especially in these races, a mile and a half race, you know, the best 3-year-olds in the country, which horse is going to run their absolute best. California Chrome's last effort in the Preakness was his lifetime top. I mean, in terms of our pace figures, he ran his best figure by, you know, 3 points. There's just no way he can repeat. So I expect from a pace perspective that Chrome will regress. The question is whether any of these others can really step up, because there still is a big gap between Chrome and the rest of them. So will Chrome's regression be far enough back that one of these other runners can exceed him? But again, don't take lightly what I said about race riding. I think that you're going to see lots of jockeys taking a pop at this horse and try to soften him up, just like a boxer does against another boxer in early rounds.
Yeah, well, you got to.
The two spot will help, right?
Well, the two spot, the two hole gives California Chrome the option of gunning to the lead, right? He's on the inside. Belmont is the only racetrack that's a mile and a half around.
Yeah.
So most of the tracks in the country are a mile and a quarter. This is a mile and a half around. So just one time around gets you a mile and a half. Being in the two hole, it gives him some option to go to the lead. But trust me when I tell you this, when a horse gets to the far turn, both the jockey and the horse think, oh, okay, we're at the far turn, there's a quarter mile left. At Belmont, there's a half mile left.
Hey, Dan, so, I'm sorry, we're up against the top of the hour hard break. Appreciate the insight, though, man. It was a good visit.
All right.
Thanks, bud.
Brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures.